Wisdom comes with age, right? So, how old does one have to be before they are considered wise? 18? 21? 35? 50? 60? 90? How much experience qualifies one to be thought of as wise? Well, it's not just age. What about the experience? What do you have to have done? Of course, what is wisdom is one of those big questions that I hope we're forever asking. And how old is wisdom anyway? Well, let's start with an observation just about that last question. How old is wisdom? Well, in Proverbs we learn she is as old as creation and a little bit older. She's been around for the ages before there were any heavens or earth, before there were springs of water, before there were mountains or fields or sea or anything. Wisdom has been around since before the beginning, so that's a long time, and we can learn much from her. And I suppose you might be wondering, what am I doing with all this she and her stuff? I'm describing wisdom. And it's right in this morning's Bible reading. Does not wisdom call and does not understanding raise her voice? Of course, we're reading from the New Revised Standard Version, the version that was published in 1989 and attempted to be sure be a little more equal in its treatment of pronouns and everything, so using more inclusive language. But it's not just the New Revised Standard Version where we find wisdom described in feminine terms. In the New International Version, the darling of the evangelical church, of the religious right, does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? In the New Living Translation, which is a translation that's kind of based on the Living Bible that was out in the 70s, listen as wisdom calls out, hear as understanding raises her voice. The New Century Version, wisdom calls to you like someone shouting, understanding raises her voice. Or how about the King James Version, according to some, around since the days of Peter? That's not true, but doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? And then I love this from the Message paraphrase. Do you hear Lady Wisdom calling? Can you hear Madam Insight raising her voice? Wisdom and understanding are feminine words, and they're described in most English translations in feminine terms. So wisdom, she has been around since before the beginning. And what is wisdom? Well, the answer to that is easy and very, very short, if you understand sarcasm. What wisdom is mostly unquantifiable. And today's reading actually skips, we've got verses that are skipped in here, it skips the verses that describe wisdom, although even with them, I'm not sure that you can even begin to understand everything that she is. But here are some things that wisdom does. She speaks the truth and hates deception. Her advice is wholesome and good. She gives instruction. She lives with good judgment. She attains knowledge and discretion. Does have good advice. She does have insight. She has strength. She loves those who seek her. She walks the way of righteousness and along the paths of justice. So what is wisdom? Wisdom is embodied in truth and wholesome advice, instruction, good judgment, knowledge, discretion, insight, strength, love, righteousness and justice. Wisdom. She's really good. How much experience does qualify someone to be thought of as wise, though? I don't know. A much experience is necessary before someone is filled with and oozes truth, wholesome advice, instruction, good judgment, knowledge, discretion, insight, strength, love, righteousness, and justice. I don't know. Wisdom at least grows with age. For many people, wisdom comes as a result of making enough mistakes to know better. Probably for all. But also for some, and maybe for all too, it comes after doing it right so many times that it becomes completely natural. Those who have lived, those who have experienced more life, are wiser. And I am sure that we are a blend of that. We are a blend of making mistakes enough times so we don't repeat them, and doing it right so often that it becomes second nature. There's also another piece, though, idea or facet of wisdom that we should address. Wisdom, who has been around since before the beginning, and who embodies truth, wholesome advice, instruction, good judgment, knowledge, discretion, insight, strength, love, righteousness, and justice. Wisdom isn't a prize to win. It's not something that we seek so that we can check it off. Got wisdom. She is not a claim to possess. She is not property. But wisdom, yes, can be sought. Look for wisdom. We can seek wisdom. So I guess the easy part there is seek wisdom. Seek the things that will help us to know truth, to give wholesome advice, to know instruction, good judgment, knowledge, discretion, insight, strength, love, righteousness, and justice. Wisdom calls, and understanding raises her voice. So let's listen. Listen to wisdom's voice. She raises it. Let's hear wisdom call. Amen.